Victory 91.5, your Victory 91.5. Good morning. That's Leanna sitting right there. My name is David. We're married. It's Risenstein. It's Study Your Spouse Thursday, but a special Study Your Spouse Thursday. Back in September, Ray Haynes, our general manager, came in and unpacked the fall feast. Remember that?
Oh, do I?
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot.
So good.
It was so good. So revealing, so powerful. So when he said, hey... He didn't say it like that. When he said, hey, what about coming in and talking about Passover and
yes,
Good Friday
please.
And Easter? That's exactly what we said. So, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning to you.
You know, I'm so excited you're here, Ray, because even as a girl that grew up in a church, I never understood how Jesus was so woven and intricate into the Old Testament. And God has just unveiled this in my heart over the last 4 or 5 years and just really given me a passion to learn more about it. So I am thrilled. And if you've never heard how Jesus is all over the Old Testament, it's going to be exciting.
There are two times that Leanna has run into the room where I was sitting screaming about something so awesome. When she was doing the Beth Moore study and when you were unpacking the feast.
Yeah.
So we're excited. Sorry to build you up so much.
Well, you know, the topic, it is really exciting. And especially for a woman, I think Passover is the feast. Mm. If you... trying to find somewhere in the Bible where he's celebrating his bride. Ba-bam.
Wow.
This is the one.
Henceforth, ergo, and hither to which, a special Study Your Spouse. We're going to be studying Jesus' spouse, Jesus' bride.
Mm. I mean, put yourself in that place of any wedding that you've ever gone to. You got the groom standing down there, and the music begins. Everybody stands. Mm-hmm. And here she comes. So this is this whole feast, this whole time, you keep your eyes on the bride. You see what he's doing. But the story, really, if you ever notice that, if you ever look back at the groom, there's a whole lot of story going on right there, too.
There is.
Just, you know, there's this love. It's just, whoa. So Passover, when I was just young, before I was a Christian, one of my older brothers led a Passover at our house, and he's done it every year since, so probably 40 years. And so, you know, I was saved within just a couple of years, grew up in church and really praying and seeking God anyway. So it was very fertile ground that Passover fell on. But it revealed, I think, something about Jesus so that when I encountered him to give my life to him, he was someone much deeper, much fuller. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the word came alive. You know, if you, like you said, with the Old Testament, if you ignore the depth of the Old Testament, especially Genesis, you're going to just miss the story behind the story that tells you what the story is all about. And we're going to talk about shadows and types mostly, and you can think of the word foreshadow. If you're walking along, there's a light behind you, it casts a shadow, and it goes in front of you. And so it's the first thing that people encounter. They don't encounter the real object, they encounter the shadow. All right, so it doesn't have all the depth or all that, but it tells you something's coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's what all this is about. So today, from Genesis on is something's coming. It's just all these little, ooh, look what I'm doing. And there are so many times where you're going to run into just weird stuff in the Old Testament. Why has he got two wives? You know, good chance it's just a shadow. Right. It wasn't supposed to, so you could copy it or build your theology on it. It was just a shadow. He was saying something. And let me just give you just a real quick example before we jump in.
Sure.
Go to the Garden of Eden. You've got man. Adam and Eve there. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen. They're about to eat this fruit, and they're going to die, spiritually die. God is also there, in full control. All is going well. He's waiting and watching and going, so, what y'all doing hiding behind the tree? So you have this scenario here, and that looks like this whole story is that. But in fact, flash forward 4,000 years to another garden. Mm-hmm. You have God.
Mm-hmm.
Being tested, will he drink this cup? And you have man, and what's man doing again? He's sleeping. He's over here. He's about to sleep of death because he's trapped. But this man, he's going to taste the fruit, and in a different way, he's going to go to the cross and also going to die. So all this picture back here was just a shadow, and what seemed like sin was conquering in this big thing. Mm-hmm. In the fact, not so much. But that wasn't even the real story. You have to go to the next garden for the wedding to really understand what's going on. So this morning, what we're going to do is we're going to especially look at Passover through the eyes of the bride and the groom, who we are, why these stories are important, why we're even doing this, why are we taking the time to have this conversation. So I'm just going to jump in real quick. This is, you know, it is heady stuff. So you got to kind of hang in there and kind of listen and ask God just to reveal it. And we're going to do that real quick. Father, we just simply ask you to reveal this, unpack it for us. Yes. So we can understand this, not intellectually, but in the depths of who we are, yes. That you wrote it, you planned, mm-hmm. You've been doing this for 6,000 years. We would like to hear the real story now to really get the depths of it. So show us that, yes. So we can really come to know who you are and how deeply you love us, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. The thing that I am looking forward to, having grown up Jewish, but in a humanistic Jewish household.
Right.
Our Passover was a dinner with family. Our Passover was to celebrate the Jewish people.
Right.
But it did not celebrate God. It did not celebrate anything other than Moses did this and we must protect the Jewish people, which is great.
Sure.
But it only goes that far. Mm-hmm.
Well, and one of the neat things of being a Christian is you can take this, that Passover event, which is history. Mm-hmm. The cross is history, but so is creation. And so you can take that back and go and say, okay, where did Passover start? Was it really in Egypt? Was it really about plagues and deliverance of the Jewish people? Or did something happen way before then? And was that just part of the story of his people, of his bride?
Right.
Is it more? And so we actually are going to go to the end to go to the beginning. So go to Revelation. You're going to find chapter 13, this bizarre encounter. You have this, the beast and these creatures and all this stuff, and you got a lamb on a throne. And it said about this lamb's book of life, the lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. And that's where this all begins, because if you're talking Passover, the Passover lamb, if you're talking the Jesus on the cross, this is the lamb who was slain, but he's not slain on the cross. He's not slain in Egypt. This is at the creation of the world. So you see, if you want to get the story, you got to go to the beginning of the story. And that's what we're going to do today. In fact, 1 Peter 1, he was chosen before the creation of the world. And I want you to get that, because here's the reason this is important. This is not about your sin. All right? This all happened before sin. Jesus was in this in the beginning. You were the reason he was in it. He just didn't show up to fix your sin. He was all about you long before you ever fell, which is why now when you struggle or you're battling with sin, good news is it's not about your sin. He's really already made a way in his blood. He did this at the beginning so that he could be in relationship with you. And what you're going to find in these feasts is they're all about God saying, ooh, if you could only get how much I love you. If you fast forward to when Jesus steps on the earth, it's John the Baptist, the Elijah of that time, saying, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So now we have the storyline. And now you know it's Jesus who is that. So, but now you have to go back and say, okay, show me the story. Because to understand the cross of Jesus or Passover, which is the shadow, you got to go back to the beginning to understand what's happening and why. Go right ahead.
I was just going to say, as we go through this, there's all going to be a lot of information.
Yes.
And we're going to post this up.
Yes.
As the morning progresses. So don't think you have to write everything down. If you want a transcript of today's show, write everything down.
And I'll actually be posting my notes up there with us.
Yeah, the notes will be there. All of the audio from this morning. We're going to take a short intermission.
Actually, let me give just two more paragraphs because I've got it broken into little pieces.
Oh, you do have it broken. Okay.
I've broken for you. Man, okay. I've gone before you. Like an announcer would. So let me paint just the beginning of the story. God always existed and will always exist.
Hallelujah.
He was not created, right?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the foundation in the beginning, we're talking about God's here before the world ever was.
Right.
So he's talking about the creating of the world. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness does not overcome it. John chapter 1. So Jesus wasn't just a man who lived 2,000 years ago. He was with God from eternity past and is in fact God himself.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was active in creation. He's the life that is breathed into Adam to give him life. And when the word is spoken, let there be light, that was also him revealing himself. So now, this next, when we come back, we're going to look at how he is slain at the beginning. What in the world? There's no dying. What's going on here? So that's what we'll look at.
All right, Ray Haynes is here. We are unpacking the feasts. It is a special Study Your Spouse Thursday, studying Jesus' spouse, Jesus' bride. It's Victory 91.5.